The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Achrimais, Perek Tes Zayin. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. V'hoyse zos lochem lechukas eilom. And this shall be for you a statute forever. Here the Torah is speaking of the Avedis Yom HaKippurim, what we were commanded to do on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdush. Lechaper al b'nei Yisrael. To atone on the children of Israel from all of their sins, achas b'shona, one time every year, v'yask hasher tzivor Hashem es Moshe. And he did like Hashem commanded Moshe. I should have started a few psukim earlier. Pasuk Chof Tes. V'hoyso lechem lechukas eilom. This shall be a statute forever. V'chedish ha-shvi, on the seventh month, be'ose lechedish, on the tenth of the month. The seventh month and the tenth of the month. Tanu es nafshisechen, that you shall abstain. V'chol malocha leisasu, ezrach v'agera agor b'seichem. All types of work you shall not do. The Ezroch, the Hager, those of Israel, and the stranger that joins Israel that lives amongst them. Ki vayim hazeh, because on this day yechaper aleichem, netayer eschem. On this day HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall atone you, and shall purify you. Mikol chateisechem, from all of your sins, lifnei Hashem titoru, you shall purify yourselves before Hashem. From the Torah we see explicitly that Yom Kippur is a day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings atonement to Klal Yisrael and purity is brought to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvu shibateira bein ese bein leisase. All of the commandments of the Torah, whether they are positive commandments or negative commandments. Im ovar oda malachas mehen, a person transgresses one of them, bein bezodin bein bishkogo, whether with intent or whether with lack of knowledge. Kishyase tshuva v'yoshiv mecheto yichayv lisvadus lifnei akel boruchu. When he does tshuva, when he repents from this, then he's obligated to admit this sin to Hashem. Shenemar ish o yisho ki yasu vizbadu es chatosum asher osu zevidu idvorim. As it states in the Torah, that when a person, this is written by Hashem Gzeilis, when a person steals and he swears falsely that he didn't steal, then later on he admits that he did, he has to bring a sacrifice vizbadu es chatosum, and he must admit his sin, which he did. This is called vidu idvorim. Vidu is a mitzvah's essay. This is a positive commandment. Ketzad misvadi. What does this consist of? He should say, Ono Hashem. He should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chotosi ovisi poshati lefonecho, that I have sinned before you, I have done wrongly, vasiki si kach v'kach, I have done such and such a thing, varidichamti ubeishti b'masai, and I regret what I did, I am ashamed of what I did, and I will never repeat what I did. Zel ikre shel vidui. This is ikre shel vidui. This is the essence of this admission, that a person must admit to what he did, and he must recognize that he has regret for what he did, and he must accept upon himself that he will not return to this again. Then the Rambam writes, V'chein balechates v'ashomes. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, when someone would sin, he would have to bring a sacrifice. The sacrifice itself, even though it would bring atonement, itself did not suffice. But balechates v'ashomes, be'eshim mevin ko b'nesein al shigigosin al zdeinam, when they would bring their sacrifices, their sacrifices would not atone for their acts until they would do tshuva, until they would repent. The same refers to anyone who was guilty of a punishment, of a physical punishment from the Bezdin during the times when we had the Sanhedrin and Bote Dinim, that the punishment would not atone for their sins until they would do tshuva and they would admit to this sin and accept upon themselves that they would not return to it. Same thing if someone strikes his fellow man or if someone damages property of a fellow man, even though he reimburses the person for what he did. But since this was not only an act of causing him a loss of money, but it was an aveira also, it was a sin, he is not atoned until he does tshuva, until he repents and does this vidui, where he admits to this, he regrets what he did, accepts upon himself that he will not return to this aveira. Shnemar mikol chateis ha'odom. As it states in the Torah, mikol chateis ha'odom, from all of the sins of a person. Then the Rambam continues that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we were commanded, and this is written in the parsha which we just quoted from, to bring various sacrifices, various korbonis, and one of the sacrifices was the Sira Bishtaleach. It was a goat which the Kohen Godel, the high priest, would admit to all of the sins of Israel, and this goat would be sent over the mountain. So in this the Rambam writes, Sira Mishtaleach mechapera kol averi shebeteru hakales v'chamures. This year, this goat would bring atonement to all of the averis in the Torah. Every sin that any one of Israel might have committed. But on the condition v'hu she'asa tshuva, on the condition that that individual would do tshuva, he would repent. Avalim lei asa tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, ena soyer mechapelei. Then the soyer would not bring atonement except on various sins, not on all of them. Zman hazeh, during our times, she'ein beis hamikdash kaim ve'ein lona mizbeach kapora, that we do not have a beis hamikdash and we do not have a mizbeach, we do not have an altar. Ein sham el tshuva. So what do we do today in order to atone for our sins? Ein sham el tshuva. Today we have only tshuva. This repentance. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol al averus. The Gemara says that ein lecho dover she'eimed bifnei hatshuva. There is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. A person wants to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, tshuva mechaperes al kol averus. If a person will do tshuva, it will bring atonement, it will bring him purity from all of his averus, from all sins. Afilo rosha kol yomav. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Kedushin and Avmem. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochayimer, Shimon ben Yochay said that Afil Rosha Kol Yomav, even a person who was a Rosha, an evil person all of his days, was a tshuva ba'achreina, and he did tshuva at the end of his days, ein maskirin leishum davar mirishay. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never mention, make mention to him any of his past. That the evilness of the wicked will not obstruct them, will not stand in their way on the day when they do tshuva. And the day of Yom Kippur has such a power that it brings atonement to all of Israel, l'shovim, to those that will do tshuva. Shneamar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, like we read in the posuk, this day, v'yom hazeh, this day shall atone for you, for all of those that will do tshuva. Then the Rambam goes further, where he explains that even though tshuva atones for everything, but it does not necessarily mean immediately or by itself. Some averus, tshuva atones immediately. Others, it takes tshuva and Yom Kippurim. Others, more severe crimes, it will take tshuva and certain various means of affliction, of punishment. Some averus, some very severe averus. For example, he brings Chilul Hashem, where someone desecrated the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In such a case, then there is also atonement, but that will only come with tshuva and with Yom Kippurim, with various punishments, and with death. But when he dies, he will be atoned, if he will do tshuva, and he will have a chelek, he will have a portion in the world to come. In Perek Beis, Halacha Vov, the Rambam writes, "Afal pi shehatshuva v'atzoka yofel la'elam." Even though tshuva, and a person who cries to Hashem that he wants to return to Him, this is good all of the time. Ba'asori yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, he yofel b'yisrael. But in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this is in particular. Particularly, this is of great importance and of great value. Umiskabela simiyad, and it's accepted immediately. Shnema dirshu Hashem b'motzai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the prophet said that you should seek Hashem when He is to be found, when He is close to you. This refers to the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Then the Rambam writes, this is in regards to the individual. When it comes to a community that wants to be sure, that wants to return to Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu always listens. Yom Kippurim huzman tshuva lechol leyochid l'rabim. Yom Kippur is the time of tshuva, time of returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every individual and for every community. Hukeitz mechila uslich l'Yisrael. And it is the last opportunity that a person is given during that year, before the decree is sealed, for mechila and slicho, to be forgiven. Therefore, everyone is obligated to do tshuva and to admit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in regards to his transgressions. Another halacha which is very relevant, this is an halacha test. The Rambam brings in a tshuva v'leim ha-kippurim ha-chaprin el ha-averi shebein odol m'mokim. Kigein shochel dover osr. That this that we have been speaking of, this is in regards to averis, which is between an individual and Hashem. For example, he ate something that the Torah said he should not eat. Aval averi shebein odol l'chaverai. But averes which are between man and his fellow man, for example, if he strikes a person, or he curses a person, or he steals from him, their tshuva itself, in itself, is not sufficient. Just repenting over what he did is not sufficient. But he must be forgiven by the individual also. So in the averes which are between man and his fellow man, we need two acts. He must rectify what he did. For example, if he took money, or if he damaged him, he must reimburse him. And he must be forgiven by his fellow man. acts between man and Hashem, there he must be forgiven by Hashem. These are the basic principles of what Yom HaKippurim is. It is a day, Kiva Yom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem. It is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will atone. It's a day when all of Israel is obligated to do tshuva. And these are the basic principles of what tshuva is, as the Rambam brings them. Actually, the source for Yom HaKippurim, we find that when Moshe went to receive the Torah, came down, Klal Yisrael worshipped, they made for themselves a golden calf, and Moshe broke the tablets. And then he returned to Hashem, and Hashem would not atone the nation. Moshe stayed on the mountain for a second 40 days and a third 40 days. Finally, during the third 40 days, Hashem told Moshe to psol lechor, hew out new tablets, and I will again give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and I will be mechaper, I will give them atonement. These second tablets and this slicho was given on Yom HaKippurim on the 10th of Tishrei. The 10th of Tishrei, when Hashem gave to Moshe the second tablets, and he was mechaper, he forgave the nation. So, kapora yod la'elam, forgiveness came down to the world, came to Israel. And this is the origin and the source of why Yom HaKippurim is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper al amoy, atones for his people. Let's go into this subject to tshuva a little more this evening, to see if we can gain some greater insights into this subject. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos on Daf Hei Omer Aleph brings a pasuk from Tehillim. It's in Tehillim Dalet. Tehillim Dalet pasuk Hey. The pasuk is Rigzu ve'altech to'u. Rigzu, Rashi says, Haredai, Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should be fearful before Hashem. Ve'altech to'u, and do not sin. Imru bilvavachem, you shall speak in your hearts, al mishkavchem, and as you lay down, v'daimu sela, and be silent forever. What is this possible? Be fearful and do not sin. Speak in your hearts when you lay down, v'daimu sela, and be silent forever. Omar Reb Levi Bar Chama, Omar Reb Shimon Lokish. La'elom yargiz odem yetzer teva al yetzer ahara. A person should always, Yirashi explains, yase milchoma. A person always shall make war between his yetzer teva and his yetzer ahara. A person was created with two great creative powers, two great motivations. One is the power to do good, equally strong the power to do evil. And each one drives the person. So the Levi Bar Chama in the name of Reb Shimon Lokish is saying that always a person should create warfare with his Yetzer Tov, with his good power, against his Yetzer Hara, against his evil motivation. And this is what is meant by the pasuk Rigzu ve'al techto'u. Rigzu, be fearful and do not sin. Im nitzcho mutav. If he's successful, good. Blah, but what happens if he's not successful? The power to do bad, the power to do evil, dominates. So what should he do then? Yasig b'Torah. Then he should go study Torah. Shneamar imru bilvavchem. This is what David HaMelech said. Rigzu v'altech tohu. If that doesn't help, then imru bilvavchem. You should speak in your heart. This refers to Torah. Im nitzchu mutav. If he's successful, good. Biglav. What happens if he's still not successful? He studies Torah, but he still finds that he's being drawn into evil. Yikro krishma. Then he should read the Shema. Shenemar al mishkavchem. As it states in the Posuk, al mishkavchem, when you are laying down. What do you read when you're laying down? The Shema. Im nitzchu mutav, im lav. If he's successful, good. But if not, what should he do? Yizkor layom hamiso. Then he shall remind himself of the day of death. As it states, v'daymu sela. He should be silent forever. When is it the time when he will be silent? This is the day of death. So David HaMelech is giving counsel to the person. What should he do in order to control this Yetzer Hara? This evil drive of his. First he must make warfare against it, together with his Yetzer Tov. If that doesn't help, then he should study Torah, Imru Belavchem. If that doesn't help, then he should read the Shema, Al Mishkavchem. If that doesn't help, then he should remind himself that a man is not here forever. There'll be a time when a man will leave this world, and he will have to face his Creator in the next world. These are the Eitzus, this is the counsel that David HaMelech is giving to Klal Yisrael. The Maral Miprag in his Nesiv Keach HaYetzor, the beginning of Perek Gimel, asks, we can understand why studying Torah, that should help a person overcome his Yetzer Hara. We can understand why mentioning the day of death, this will help a person overcome his Yetzer Hara. But the reading of Krishna, what does this have to do with the Yetzer Hara? Why should this help? Reading of Krishna, why should this help? And this he explains. And in every human being, there are these two powers. The power to do good, the power to do evil. And this is contrary to the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the oneness of Hashem. Because firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one ruler of the world. And when a person is overpowered with his Yetzer Hara, then he has two rulers. He is ruled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is ruled by the Yetzer Hara. He is ruled by the force to do good, and he is ruled by the force to do evil. So the fact that there are two powers in the individual, this is contrary to the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of good. He is the source and origin of good. The fact that there is evil in the world, this is an antithesis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Evil in the world comes from the power of the Yetzer Hara. This was the power of evil which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, gave forth in the world. It does not come from him, it comes from the power of the Yetzer Hara. The power of the Satan. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Zu HaMalach HaMoveh, Zu HaSatan, Zu Yetzer Hara. The angel of death, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, this is all one force. This is the antithesis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he is the essence of Tov v'chesed, of good and loving kindness. And therefore, if a person is subdued by his Yetzer Hara, there is the force of evil which blots out the power of Hashem. Therefore, the power of the Yetzer Hara within the individual, this is contrary to the existence of Hashem. Therefore, David HaMelech said, Al Mishkafchem, Bikere Krishma, read the Shema. Because in the Shema, the person says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. What does it mean that he is one? That there is no other ruler in the world. There is nothing which is beyond him. And the person is giving his allegiance to only him and no one else. Through this he uplifts himself from the confines of the Yetzer Hara. Through this he withdraws his allegiance from the Yetzer Hara and gives it only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, by being Kerei Eshma, by reading the Shema, he's Mesalik, he's Mevatel, he destroys the sovereignty of the Yetzer Hara within him. By doing so, he creates one Odom, that there is one Lord and Master over him, and not two. By doing so, he destroys the evil within, brings out the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. This is the Eitzo to be Kedah Es HaShema. With this, he explains another Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. And of Mem Gimel, Amud Beis. Omar Bishua ben Levi. Bishua ben Levi said, Chol azeveach es Yitzray, a person who takes his Yetzer Hara and he makes a korban and makes a sacrifice from it, umizvade olov, and he admits to his sins. Rashi says, what is this referring to? La'ache shehesisay lachtoy. The Yetzer Hara drove a person to do something that he was not allowed to do. And then the person had charoto, he had regret. And he took his Yetzer Hara, he took this power, Uzevchai, and he gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehargai, Veshav b'tshuva. He did tshuva, he returned to Hashem. Umizvad olov, and he admitted to what the Yetzer Hara drove him to do. So he is taking this evil power, and he's giving it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bishuv and Levi said that a person that does this, he is giving honor to Hashem in two worlds, in this world and in the next world. Siv, he brings a posuk from Tehillim. The posuk is in Perek Nun. Right at the end of the perek, Zeveach Toda Yechabdonani. Zeveach Toda Yechabdonani. That someone who takes a sacrifice and gives it to Hashem, the Gemara here learns it referring to not a sacrifice of an animal, but a sacrifice of the person's own power of evil, he comes and returns that to Hashem. Yechabdonini is giving me honor. So the Gemara says, Yechabdeini leinemar. Does not say Yechabdeini, but it says Yechabdonini. Yechabdeini means that he would give me honor once. Yechabdonini means he gives me honor twice. Someone who does this gives me honor in this world and in the next world. So here also the explanation is the same. Why, if someone does this, does he give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because as long as a person is subdued, as long as he's ruled by his Yetzer Hara, this is an antithesis to the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a person must be ruled by Hashem. Hashem rules the world. Ein shtei malochim mishtamshim b'keser echad. Two kings cannot serve with one crown. So one crown is a retraction from the other. But when he overcomes his Yetzer Hara, and he does tshuva, he returns to Hashem and he gives his Yetzer Hara to Hashem, he makes a sacrifice of it, then Yechabdonani, this is giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the ruler and there is no other ruler. He is destroying evil from within himself. And this brings out the greatness of Hashem. This honors Hashem. This explains why it gives honor to Hashem. But why in two worlds? It should say Yechabdeini. Why Yechabdonani? Why in this world and in the next world? So this is another Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Psochim. And Daf Nun Nomer Aleph. The Gemara says, Vahoyo brings the pasuk from Zechariah, Vahoyo Hashem Lamelech al kol ha'oretz, Bayeim ahu yiyeh Hashem echod u'shma echod. That Hashem will be king over all of the world, on that day, he shall be one, and his name shall be one. On that day, when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there, and in the world to come, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be king over all of the world, and his name shall be one, he shall be one, and his name shall be one. So the Gemara asks, Oto yidno lavechot hu? Why then will he be one? Isn't he one today? The Gemara answers, Omer Ravacha bar Chanina olei, ke'eilem hazeh ha'eilem habo. This world is not like the next world. Eilem hazeh al besureis teves eimer boruch ha'teve ha'meitiv, al besureis roos eimer boruch dayan ha'emes. In this world, when we have something to celebrate about, when we hear good news, we make a brocha atova ameitiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who makes good and he gives good. Make the brocha on goodness. When tragedy strikes, cholilo. We hear bad news, we make another brocha. Baruch dayanu emes. Blessed he who is the true judge. That's in this world. Le'elam haba kulei hateva meitiv. In that next world, there will not be two brochas. There will only be one brocha. Everything will be atova meitiv. That we will bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the goodness. What is the explanation? What does the Gemara mean? In this world, we find something that can look like good. We can find something that looks like evil. And that is tragedy. Ultimately, everything that happens in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to us for our good, for our benefit. But still, it's still tragedy. Why do tragedy come? Why does tragedy come in this world? Tragedy comes as a retribution for evil, because there is evil in this world. because there is evil, and there must be retribution, or there must be affliction, or there must be discipline. This is why tragedy comes. Tragedy comes to direct the person. But that's only because there was evil found in this world. Since there is evil found in this world, therefore, there must also be what we would call tragedy. And therefore, we have two types of brochas in this world. Tov ha-meti, v'hadayin ha-emes. In the next world, where there will be no evil, there will be no paronias. There will be no punishment, there will be no tragedy. So kula hatev ametiv. It will be only brochas of good. When a person elevates himself from the Yetzer Hara, when he destroys the Yetzer Hara within him, he is destroying the evil. This is the source of evil in this world. When he destroys the evil within him, within the world, then he brings out the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in the next world, but even in this world. In this world, where the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his oneness is not recognized. Because sometimes we see the goodness, sometimes we see tragedy. The next world, the oneness is apparent. When a person will destroy his Yetzer Hara within him, or overpower it, then he is bringing forth the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is giving honor to Hashem, not only in the next world, but even in this world. And therefore, David HaMelech said, Zeveach Tauda, someone who will take his Yetzer Hara and make a sacrifice from it, Yechabdonani, he will give me honor. He gives honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in this world and in the next world. From here we can gain an insight into what is essence in the avoda, in the act of tshuva. Tshuva means the person freeing himself from the great power of the evil that's within him. Tshuva means that within every human being there's a tzad mered. There's a power which rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a power which rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a power which wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avedis HaTshuva is to overcome, to take that power that wants to serve Hashem and overcome with it the tzad mered, that power that wants to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To free himself from this and to reverse it and to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving him with both his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, "V'chol avavecho v'shnei yitzrecho," that a person is capable of serving Hashem both with his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara. He can use it both in the Avedis Hashem and the service of Hashem. This is the essence of tshuva. And this is explained in the Nesiv HaTshuva. This means that every power that is found in the human being, every force that's found in the human being, there are forces that are drawn in the direction of Hashem, and there are forces that are drawn away from Hashem. And there is a warfare that goes on within the individual. For him to rule over his Yetzer Hara, to rise above his Yetzer Hara, to free himself from it, and to sublimate it, and to use it together with the Yetzer Tov, Zeveach, to bring it to Hashem as a sacrifice. This is being Shovel Hashem, returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through this, he brings out the Achdus, the oneness of Hashem. Because as long as he does not do this, then he has two masters. When he does fulfill this, then he has only one master. With this we can understand a very difficult Chazal, which Rashi brings in Chumash, Parshas Vayigash. In Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vov, Pasuk Chof Tes, when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef was still alive in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and he said that, let me go and see him while I'm still alive. When he arrived, Torah tells us, Ve'yesor Yosef markaftei, v'yal dikras Yisrael oviv geishna. Yosef went and he prepared his chariot and he went up to meet his father Yisrael in Goshen. Vayera Elov, and he appeared before him. Vayipal, Vayipal al Tzavora Vayefk. He fell on the shoulder, on the neck of Yaakov Avinu, of his father. And he wept. Vayipal al Tzavorov, Vayefk al Tzavorov Old. He wept, and he wept a second time. Rashi tells us, brings from Chazal, Loshen Harbeis Bechiyah, that he wept a great deal. Hosif Bebechi Yeser Ala Rogel, he wept an unusual amount. It was 22 years that Yosef hadn't seen his father. Avol Yaakov leinof al tzavorei Yosef veleinoshke. Yaakov did not fall on the neck of Yosef and did not kiss him. Yosef wept and kissed his father. Yaakov did not weep and kiss Yosef. Why not? Omru Rabbeinu shahoya kerei es hashma. Rabbeinu, our rabbis tell us, because Yaakov was reading the Shema. This parsha, very, very difficult. Year after so many years, Yaakov is finally seeing his son, Ben Zikunim, the son of his old age. This was his favorite son. Bar Hakimu, the son which he had taught, called Teresh Shalom Areitzel Shem Ve'ever, Moser LeYosef, all of the Torah that he learned, by Shem Ve'ever he gave to Yosef. It was the son that he said that he would never be Mekabel Tanchumim, he would never be comforted. When this son was lost to him. It's the son that he, Amusu Apoam, it's the son that he said that I will never have this world or the next world. And now they are reunited after 22 years. And Yosef weeps and kisses Yaakov. Yaakov does not weep or kiss Yosef. Why? Because he was reading the Shema. Why was he reading the Shema? He could have read it a little earlier. Could have read it a little later. Others ask, if it was the time to read it, then Yosef also would have been reading the Shema. What does it mean? The Baral explains in the Sefer Gurai a very deep principle. 22 years, Yaakov was misavil. Yaakov mourned for Yosef. For 22 years, he suffered. He thought Yosef was lost. He was dead. Now, all of a sudden, this great son of his, his favorite son, his righteous son, Yosef Emet Betzidke, he finds him in Egypt. Not only does he find him after all of these years, but Harei ki hu melech al kol Mitzrayim. He is the king of all of Egypt. He sees Yosef with the greatest of honor, the greatest of glory and distinction. At that moment, when he saw this, when he experienced this, he saw the great Yad Hashem, the great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMeshalem Sochotev L'Re'ov. Blessed is the one who gives reward to those who fear him. For 22 years, he could not see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For these 22 years, he was afflicted by the tragedy of this world, by the Borech Dayan HaEmes. He could not see the great chesed and tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that he did see it, knew that everything is organized under the careful, calculated attention of Hashem, and how everything is calculated. V'hakol b'cheshbon. At that time, he recognized the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wanted that this great experience and these great emotions should not be a deviation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should not be something which is divorced or estranged from Hashem, but they should be attached to Hashem. So therefore he declared the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. He encompasses everything. Ve'ein od milvadei. There is nothing that exists besides him. Everything is from him. He uplifted himself. He took all of his powers. Freed himself from any of the humanly instincts in order to use this all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why Yaakov was Kedei Sashma. Yosef wept on Yaakov. He kissed Yaakov. Yaakov did not weep on Yosef. Shehi Kedei Sashma. Because the ultimate in the Avedis Hashem, to serve Hashem, is to return oneself with all of his keches, with all of his powers, with all of his emotions and feelings, and to be mizdavek, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest way Yaakov could do this was through the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. With this we can understand a further Gemara. The Gemara brings in Masechta Yuma. Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. There are two girsas. We'll read what the girsas are Bach. Omer Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Gedol le'tshuva shemeviyu ge'ula. Tshuva is so great that it will bring redemption to the world, it will bring redemption to Klal Yisrael. When an individual does tshuva, he is being pale, he is helping the ge'ula shleima, the redemption of Israel to come. How do we know this? Shnemar, because it says in Yeshayahu, it's a posuk that we say in Davening all the time, that there will come to Tzion the Redeemer, and those who have sinned shall return to Hashem in Yaakov. So, why will there come a Redeemer to Tzion? Because Mishum Deshove Pesha BiYaakov, because people of Yaakov will return from their sin. So we see that tshuva will bring geula. And then the Gemara says further, Amar Reb Yenison, G'day le'tshuva shemekareves geula la'elom. Tshuva is so great it will bring the geula closer. Shenemar shimru mishpot ve'asu tztoko. You shall do judgment and you shall do tztoko. Ki kreve yeshuasi lovei. Because my Yeshua, my salvation, is close to come with Tzikosi Ligoles. What does tshuva have to do with geula? Why, through tshuva, will a person help to bring the geula? This is explained in the Netziv HaTshuva, Perek Beis, in accordance to what we've been saying. Because actually the Avedis HaTshuva, the act of tshuva, is a geulas hanefesh. It is a self-redemption. A person is enslaved. He's enslaved to himself. The Yetzer Hara, the Chazal refer to as a melech zokei nuksil. He is a king. He is an old king, a foolish king, but nevertheless a king. Loma nikra melech, why is he called a king? Shehakol shemin lei, because everyone listens to him. He commands them. They are his slaves, his servants. When a person will do tshuva, when he'll bring his yetzer tov over his yetzer hara, he has elevated himself from the yetzer hara. He is freeing himself from the Yetzer Hara. He's redeeming himself. This is a shichrur and a geulas hanefesh. This is a self-redemption. This is a self-freedom. And we have a principle. The human being, the Ben Yisrael, he is such a great creation that whatever he achieves in himself does not only have an effect on himself, but has an effect on all of Israel and all of the world. Therefore, G'day le'tshuva, tshuva is so great, she'meviya ge'ula, it will bring ge'ula. Because if he redeems himself, if he redeems his nefesh, his soul, this will have an influence on the redemption of all Israel. And Israel also will be redeemed from the nations. Uvol etziyon goel, ulefeshi Yaakov b'yakev. When will the goel come to Israel? Uleshove Fesha Yaakov, when the individuals of Israel will free themselves Then Israel will be freed from the other nations. It is for this reason that we find, and this is something somewhat of a phenomenon, there's a halacha in the Torah that on Yovel, 50th year, all of the Avodim HaIvrim, all of the Hebrew slaves, would automatically go free. Someone sold himself as a slave, was supposed to work for a certain amount of years. But when the 50th year would come, the Yovel would come, it would cancel the services of all of the Avodim. The Torah tells us, Taviru Shefer Ba'atzechem, that you should blow the Shefer in your land. There shall be freedom in all of your land. When did this take effect? When was the blowing of the Shofar? This was to be on Yom HaKippurim, on the Yom HaKippurim Shel HaYevel. What did Yom Kippur have to do with the freeing of the slaves? Because Yom Kippur itself is a day of Geula. It's a day of redemption. Since it's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to atone the people. It's the Yom Kates L'Slicha L'Tshuva. It's the time when Kol Yisrael's Chayovim these vadeh filases tshuva. All of Israel is obligated to do tshuva. So it is a gulas hanefesh. It is a shichre, a redemption for the individual. He frees himself from the limitations, from the restrictions, from the confines of the Yetzirah, to the point where he is subjects himself only to one master and not to two masters. And therefore, since Yom Kippur has in it this power of geulas hanefesh, of redemption of the soul, also therefore it has in it the power of geulas haguf, of redemption of the physical body. And therefore it is pale, it affects redemption for all of the Hebrew slaves on the Yovel. This is the day which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for that redemption. With this, we also can understand what the Gemara tells us. With Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says that the Romans commanded Rabbi Kiva that he should not teach Torah. He should not have Talmidim, otherwise he'd be put to death. But Rabbi Kiva continued to teach Torah. The Romans eventually took him, they tortured him, and they killed him. And as he was dying, Hoyakereyas Hashma, he said the Shema Yisrael. And the Talmidim asked him, even now also, he answered, all of his life he waited for this opportunity. States that we after is Hashem Elokecho b'chol levavecho b'chol nafshecho. You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that you have. With your heart, with your Yetzer Tov, your Yetzer Hara, with your entire life. Waited for the opportunity to express this, to give my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I have the opportunity, I should not utilize it. So he read the Shema. The Gemara says, Yotzeso nishmoso be'echod. As he said, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, his neshama was returned to Hashem. Yotzeso baskol, a voice from heaven came down and said, Ashrecho Akiva ben Yosef. How fortunate is Akiva, the son of Yosef. She yotzeso nishmoso b'taharo. She yotzeso nishmoso b'echot. That his soul departed from him in purity. It departed from him at the word of echot. What does this mean? Because the greatest task of the person is to return himself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every part of him should be synonymous, should be attached to Hashem. And this is declared in the Echad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. He encompasses everything. And when a person returns his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not all the time is it returned completely to Hashem. Not all the time is it returned with such purity. When Rebbe Akiva returned his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that he said the Echad. What divides a human being from the power of Hashem? That is the physical body. Because the Gemara tells us that the neshama, that's part of Hashem Himself. And that's Tohor, neshama shenizat b'taherihi. That's part of Hashem. What divides the soul from Hashem is the physical body. And when a rekiva brought himself, elevated himself to Hashem, there was no division between his soul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his neshama departed at that moment. And at that moment when he said the Echad, everything he had, he used to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Ashrecha Akiva ben Yosef, she yotzeso nishmosa b'taharo. His soul departed in taharo. She yotzeso nishmosa b'echod. It departed at the Echad. One final Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Psochim. And Daf Nun Vav. Daf Nun Vav, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, in the Omer Reb Shimon ben Lachish, Vayikra Yaakov el Bonov, in Parshas Vayichi, Bereishis Memtes, before Yaakov was dying, he called all of his sons. He called his 12 sons together, Vayomer, and he said, Hey, Osfu Vagidu Lachem, come together and I will tell you. What did he want to tell them? Hey, Osfu, gather together Vagidu Lachem, and I will tell you. And then he goes on to bless them. What did he want to tell them? So the Gemara says, Bikesh Yaakov Legalish Levonov Ketza Yomin. Yaakov wanted to tell his sons what would happen b'ketz ha'yomim in the end of the days. He wanted to tell them, give them an inkling of how they would be in Egypt, and then they would go to Eretz Yisrael, and then there would be the Golus and another Golus, then the Melech HaMashiach would come. What would happen b'ketz ha'yomim at the end of the days? This is what he wanted to tell them. V'nistalku v'menu shechina. But all of a sudden, Yaakov forgot what he was to tell them. And he realized that the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem, had left him. And he became very worried over this. Why? So he said, Omar Shema Chas V'Sholom Yesh B'mitosi P'sul. He says, maybe the Shekhinah is not fit. My children are not fit that the Shekhinah should dwell amongst them. Maybe amongst my children they are not all perfect. Ki Avraham shiyotz mimenu Yishmael. Maybe one of my sons is like Yishmael that Avraham gave birth to. That from him came out the Arab tribes. Ba'avi Yitzchok shiyotz mimenu Esav. Or maybe
like my father Yitzchak, that Esav came from him, that from him came Edom and Rome. Omru lei bonov. So his 12 sons answered him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. They said the Shema. Omru kishem she'ein belibcho ele echod, kach ein belibeinu ele echod. They said, just like in your heart there is only one, there is no deviation to any degree from Hashem, so in our hearts also there is only one, there is no deviation in any degree from Hashem. When Yaakov heard this, he was filled with great joy. He realized that mitosei shleimo, that his children were perfect. And he wanted to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'eseh shoah posach Yaakov avinu ve'omar Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei le'elam va'ed. Yaakov blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, blessed is the name, the honor of his Malchus, the honor of his kingship forever and ever. This bracha that Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kved, this is a bracha the Gemara says that the Malachim say, the angels say. And this is a bracha that the Gemara says that we say in the Beis HaMikdash, that when we hear a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, we do not answer Amen, but we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei. This is a bracha which is of the highest sanctity, even higher than the Shema. Amri Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin said, Hechi Navid. How? What should we do? Should we say Baruch Shem Kved also or not? Namru, if we should say it, Le'amru Meisha Rabin. We don't find that Meisha said it in the Torah. We find Shema Yisrael in the Torah of Meisha, but we don't find Baruch Shem. Le'namru, if we shouldn't say it, Omru Yaakov, but we find that Yaakov Avinu did say it. Hiskinu she'emri meisei b'chashoy. So they decreed that we should say it softly. We should whisper it. And therefore, whenever we say the Shema, we say that out loud. The Baruch Shem we say with a whisper. Amar Reb Yitzchak Amri de Reb Ami. So Reb Yitzchak said, Reb Ami, Moshel, give an example to Bas Melech. A daughter of a king. Sheheriko tziki kedero. A daughter of a king, where she smelled something, some food, the aroma of a food, which was something left over, that she wanted to eat very badly. Im taimar yesh loganai. If she'll say she wants it, if they'll go and say that the daughter of the king, the princess, wants this, yesh loganai. It's not respectful. Le seimar. If they won't, yesh lo tzar, then she has pain because she wants it. Yischilu avadeho lo avio b'chashoy. So her servants went and brought it quietly to her, where no one would see. This is the example the Gemara gives. What is the explanation of this Gemara? In the Siva Aveda in Perek Zayin, the moral is Mevarech. The bracha of Shema Yisrael, this is like we mentioned, this declares the achdus, the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that we can all say. The bracha of Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, that blessed is his Malchus forever. This declares even a greater level of singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something which the human being cannot earnestly say. Because safe called safe, we are living in a world where the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not apparent. like the Gemara mentioned before. In this world, we see Hatov Ameitiv, we see the goodness of Hashem, and we see tragedy and evil, which is the antithesis of Hashem. It's as if that there are two domains in this world. So this is something which the human being is not at the level to say. Because he's a human being, because he has flesh and blood. This is something which takes a great deal of sanctity in order to be on such a level, in order to pronounce this. Yaakov Avinu was. Yaakov was known as the Kodesh, Tzurasei Chokuk B'Kisei HaKoved. The image of Yaakov Avinu was hewed out in the throne of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. There was nothing separating Yaakov in the throne of Hashem. He was the Bechir Sheba Oves, he was the perfection of all of the Oves. He was able to say it. But the Gemara says, because Yaakov said it, doesn't mean we can say it. His children were not. His children were able to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shammai, and they accepted the Malchus of Hashem with the Shema. But they couldn't say the Baruch Shem. Yaakov was able. In the Beis HaMikdosh, where the Beis HaMikdosh is a place which is Nivdal, which is separated from the physical domain of the world. It is uplifted, it is a place of Kiddushi Yisera, Yira Yisera, place of sanctity and fear. Hazor HaKorev Yumos, where this stranger cannot come near. There we say it. But otherwise we cannot. So the Gemara says, Hechin Amrinu, how can we do it? To say it, Meisha didn't say it in the Torah. It does not befitting this world. This level is too high. The Malochim, the angels say it, but not us. But not say it, that also not. Why? Because that's the brocha that comes from the neshama, from the soul. The goof, physical body cannot declare such a malchus, such a kingship, such a oneness. But the soul can. The Gemara gives an example of a bas melech, a daughter of a king. This refers to the soul. Because there's another Gemara that says that the neshama is bito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama, the soul, is the daughter of Hashem. It's a part of Him. And to say that she wanted to taste this food, this was not honorable to her. To say, to pronounce this brocha, this is not in order in this world. Because the soul is clothed in a physical body. But on the other hand, if she will not say it, if she will not have it, yesh lo tzar, she will be lacking. The soul will be lacking. So how should we do it? We'll say it b'chashoy. We say it secretly, through a whisper. What does that do? Because that's the language of the soul. As the Gemara in Masechta Brocha says, that the soul dwells b'seser. Kodesh Baruch Hu placed the soul in the secret chambers of the person, where no one can ever find it. And therefore, when we pronounce the Baruch Shem, we pronounce it in a whisper, secretly. This is the language of the soul, not of the body. To declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one through the Shema, that's a level that we can reach in this world. To declare Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship is forever and ever, that is too high for this world. The soul can reach it in this world, but not the entire entity of the human being. Therefore, we say it in a whisper, b'chashoy, secretly. Gemara tells us that Ad Yom HaKippurim Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei, we say Bekol Ram, we say out loud. Why? Because it states V'yisim Yisem Nikim Kemalachi Ashores. And Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael are pure like the angels which serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why they do not eat and they do not drink, do not wear shoes, it's not because of mourning, Cholino. There is no mourning on Yom Kippurim. Mora says it's Yom Tov, it's the greatest Yom Tovim that ever came to Klal Yisrael. But the reason why he is because they're Daimel HaMalochim, because they are similar to angels. And angels are elevated above the physical world. And that day, Klal Yisrael also are elevated above the physical world. Where did this elevation come from? Ki vayem hazeh yechaper aleichem. The day brings this elevation. Letayer eschem. Because this day brings atonement and brings a purity to Klal Yisrael which is unparalleled. This goes back to its source. Because on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the second Luchos, the second tablets to Klal Yisrael. He gave Torah to Klal Yisrael again. V'solachti kidvarecho, and he gave slicho, he gave forgiveness. And a great taharo, a great purity came to Klal Yisrael and uplifted them. It is the day of tshuva. And tshuva is a geula. Tshuva is a redemption. It's geulas hanefesh. It redeems the soul. The whole year, the soul is downtrodden. The soul is enslaved. It's shackled by masters, by foreign masters. Yom Kippur, the individual is given the power to release himself from those shackles, to rise above this, and return with all of his might with allegiance to the one master. And on this day he is given this power to do so. Therefore, even though the entire year we can only say the Shema Bekol Rom out loud, and the Baruch Shem is just a whisper from the soul, but on Yom Kippur, the entire human being is elevated, where he also can pronounce the Baruch Shem, Bekol Rom, like by Yaakov Avinu, like in the Beis Hamikdash, like the Malachi Ashores. This is the Avedas HaTshuva, that a person must become a master over all of his forces and utilize them and turn them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and return them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like by Yaakov Avinu when he saw Yosef. Or like what David HaMelech said. If the person feels that he is overcome by the Yetzer Hara, let him be Kedesh HaShema. He should pronounce the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way he brings honor to Hashem, not only in the next world, but even in this world. The goodness becomes apparent in this world. And this not only affects himself, what affects one individual in Israel affects all of Israel. And this brings redemption and gula to all of Israel. And this is made possible on the day of Yom HaKippurim. Ki vayem hazeh yechaper aleichem letayer eschem. On this day HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings taro to Klal Yisrael. Lifnei Hashem titoru. We should all be zeicher to have a gemar chasim etover, that we should see only birchas hatov ha'ametiv in the world. We should be zeicher to see the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedolah of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.